Track 10. What's the story? Well, now it's time for our local history slot. And this time we have the story of a lady from Heatherset who left our shores and made quite a name for herself in the New World. Here's Dorothy with the tale of Temperance Flowerdew, taken from the Heatherset Herald, written by Peter Stewart and edited by Tim.
A Heatherset-born woman survived famine and attacks by Native Americans to become one of the pioneers that helped to make America. Temperance Flowerdew was born in Heatherset in 1590 and, after sailing to the New World, became the wife of not one but two governors of the state of Virginia. Temperance was an early settler of the Jamestown colony and played a key part in the development of the area, and in 2018 was named one of the greatest women in the history of Virginia by the Library of Virginia. Temperance was described as a lady with ambition. Temperance's nephew, Edmund Rossingham, described her as Norfolk-born and sharp as the wind off the sea. Temperance was the daughter of Anthony Flowerdew, circa 1550 to 1610, of Heatherset, and Martha Stanley of Scottoe. The Flowerdew family were landed gentry, and for generations their seat had centred around Heatherset. Temperance enjoyed a carefree existence, growing up in the country with occasional visits to London, which would have taken days of travelling. On the 29th of April 1609, Temperance married Richard Barrow in London, a marriage surrounded by mystery and carried out through a special licence. A few days after the marriage, the newlyweds boarded the Falcon and headed for the newly found colony of Virginia. Richard Barrow died on the journey, and Temperance walked into what became known as the starvation time, during which many died from malnutrition and hunger. The colonists subsisted on roots, herbs, acorns, berries, and fish. By the end of the winter, the 500 English who had been left in Virginia only numbered about 60. Yet, Temperance survived. Now widowed, she met George Yeardley, who became governor of the colony and who was knighted for his work. The date of their marriage is given as the 18th of October 1618, but was probably earlier. He and Temperance had three children: Argol, which means shelter in Celtic, Elizabeth and Francis. Her nephew, Edmund Rossingham, stated that Temperance was quite some woman in a man's world, whose advice was often sought, especially by the younger colonists. Temperance also had a natural affinity with any new colonist with a Norfolk background. This included John Rolfe from Heacham, who married Native American Pocahontas. In addition to surviving the starvation time, Temperance also avoided an uprising by Native Americans which saw the slaughter of more than 350 men, women and children. In 1619, her husband, George Yeardley, patented 1,000 acres of land on Mulberry Island. George acquired the 1,000 acres that he named Flowerdew Hundred in 1690. With a population of about 30 people, Flowerdew Hundred Plantation was economically successful, with thousands of pounds of tobacco produced along with corn, fish and livestock. In 1621, Yeardley paid £120, possibly a hogshead of tobacco, to build the first windmill in British America. The plantation survived the 1622 onslaught of Powhatan natives, losing only six people. The Yeardley-Flowerdew alliance was as much to do with power politics and social status as with romance. The windmill was an English post design and was transferred by deed in the property's 1624 sale to Abram Piercy, a Cape merchant of the London Company. The deed for that sale is said to be the oldest in America. When George Yeardley died in 1627, Temperance was left a wealthy woman. Almost immediately, she married her late husband's successor as governor, Francis West. Shortly after, at the age of only 38, Temperance died, leaving three young children. She left her estate to her children, something that was challenged, without success, by her husband. Stanley Flowerdew was her brother and also lived in Jamestown during the same era and was involved with the Flowerdew 100 plantation. One of the representatives from Flowerdew 100 sent to the first General Assembly in Jamestown in 1619 was named Ensign Edmund Rossingham. The General Assembly was the first representative governing body to meet in North America or anywhere in the Americas, and has continued to meet to the present day.
Thank you, Dorothy.